My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Say he's ahead of things in the OTA aspect, yeah, but when we get out there in live action, we're gonna really see the expectations and how everything flows, if it transfer over or if he's going to have those rookie curves that he got to overcome. So I'm looking forward to it and seeing how he attacks it and goes about it.
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score and on 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Feliz Viernes, mi gente. Happy Friday, everybody. What up? It is Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Ready to chat with you guys till 9 p.m. That was DJ Moore talking about Caleb Williams. A lot of people having tons of things to say about the quarterback of the Chicago Bears, not only on a local level, but on a national level as well. And we are going to hear from two people specifically that I feel as though, you know, we all should be interested in hearing from when it comes to Caleb Williams, and that is head coach Matt Eberflus and general manager Ryan Poles. Not only will we get their temperature on Caleb Williams, but also on whether or not Ryan Poles feels good about the offensive line and the defensive end situation for the Chicago Bears. So we got Alex Kuhn producing today, double duty, just knocked out the fabulous show. That's like Emmy Awards. Is there Emmys for radio? God, I don't have any, so I wouldn't know. But
I think so.
But like the Silver Dome Awards or something like that?
Marconi.
The Marconi Awards. You guys should get that something for that like one. That. It was beautiful.
Grody pop-up.
I appreciate you producing today. We have some great guests on the show. Ruthie Polinsky is going to be joining us from NBC Sports Chicago at 7:25. She'll discuss some Bear stuff and the happenings over at Halas Hall. And then at 8 o'clock, tough loss for the Cubs today. Multiple opportunities, a bases-loaded situation with no outs that only yielded one run. A tough pill to swallow for the Cubbies that we're looking to continue somewhat of a hot streak at the tail end of that All-Star, leading into the All-Star break, excuse me. And so we'll get a chance to talk to Andy Martinez from the Marquee Sports Network. He'll talk to us at 8. And then Trevor Lane, selfishly, is going to talk to me about NBA basketball at the tail end of the show, which I don't mind. And then at the very back end, I know I did something else. I'm going to go eat some steak today. And I want to go somewhere I have never been. And I found out about a place that I want to go to, but I heard something that's bothering me about it. And so I'll discuss that before the end of the show. But I do want to talk specifically about, first, with Coach Eberflus, right? Because I think on days like today, we as Bears fans, we have certain things. We have an agenda as well. Reporters that are out there, they're trying to get you know, a plethora of clips and bites so they can write a story. Whereas we as fans, granted, we want to know a bunch of things, but there are certain things that we are extremely interested in. And first and foremost, from Coach Eberflus, it was, you know, like, how are you starting this thing? Right? You are, it's for real now. It is no longer where you're having this ticker tape parade about how well you've done in the off season or how things have fallen into place for you. That is over. Football time now. So I almost was just like, well, I just kind of wanted to hear from Coach Eberflus. And I think his message from the very beginning was a strong one and one that I was interested in getting behind.
So we got 50 days, right? 50 days before the first game. You know, it's time to go, right? It's go time, and we're excited about that. Great to have the players back in the building, really building off of, you know, the 9-week program that we had. You know, so it was the whole mind, body, spirit. We're, you know, trying to really do a great job of building those guys up. And then we really challenged the guys in the summer to level up, you know, to really level up in their conditioning, level up in their mental aspect of the game, knowing the scheme, studying, and being on it. So those all lead to execution. And that's really what we're doing there. And the guys, we'll see today. We'll put them in the bod pod. We'll put them in to see where the body comps are. A lot of good reports so far in terms of the weights. And then we'll do our conditioning test today as well. We'll be able to see where they are from there.
I think to the casual ear, it sounds like first or second day of class where you're just checking off boxes. But I hear something different. I hear a head coach that is interested in these things because he wants to make sure that his men are prepared. And that begins with these first few days where you're checking people in, checking the body count, holding people accountable. The discussion was for you to do your workouts. Plans were given. And the reason why that's interesting to me is because the standard is now there for seasons to come. Everyone that comes to Chicago knows that, oh no, hey man, just know Flus doesn't play. You got to have your stuff together when you get there. That 6 weeks, you got to make sure you're taking care of your body. We don't play around here. Or players themselves saying that, hey, this ain't fill in the blank team. This is the Bears. We do things differently. And so that got me excited. And then it's one thing for a head coach to remain consistent, which is what we've seen from Coach Eberflus. But you also need the backing of particular players, your leaders. And it was interesting to hear Flus talk about the leadership style, how he wanted guys to lead on his team.
You know, and then I have my team meeting today at 2:00. And really the message for those guys is going to be, you know, leading from the front. We want guys to lead from the front. It doesn't matter what the age is, what you are in your position, your unit, the team. We're going to give you the keys to drive the car and lead from the front. That's going to be the main message today with those guys. And I'll get in more depth with those guys as we go. We have a really good mix of youth, you know, and experience throughout the whole football team. But what we do have throughout the entire team is high character. You know, we have a high character football team, and we're excited about getting the continuity of the offense, defense, special teams together during this camp. And that's a big piece of that. That's really, you know, investing, right? We're going to invest. Those guys have to invest a lot. We have a lot of work to do. We have to grow as a football team, and then ultimately we're going to improve. You know, we have to be you know, it's going to have some really good elite competition. You know, just talk about that in terms of the in position, right? At the running back spot, at the offensive line spot, at the receiver spot, every spot on the football team is going to have that. And it's really because we've acquired and drafted well over the last few years. And our roster is better now, so there's more competition. And we welcome that. And we have to evaluate the number as coaches, right? Don't look at the person, the personality. Look at what he's doing on the grass. And that to me is going to be so important, how we evaluate that and really get our depth set, because we know we're going to need everybody on the roster during the course of the year. We got to develop those guys as we go.
Initially talking about leadership and the style that he wants, I think is important, because then it gives ownership to the players. And I think talking about the character of the individuals that they've brought into the building speaks volumes to the type of team they're trying to create. And I think he's right. You look at everybody the Bears have brought in, even last season, you feel as though they are high character guys. Darnell Wright. You think of Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze. I mean, the list can go on. But I also enjoyed that Coach Eberflus said there are the words elite competition. Because I think often as fans, you hear about competition and position battles. It happens. But when you hear that it's an elite competition, and then you hear the reasoning behind it, because we've drafted well, we've brought in the right guys, we've built this roster properly. So now, if you are here, think about that now. You're dealing with the best of the best. Leadership is at the forefront of your asks. Your coach is consistent. Your general manager is transparent. It's almost odd how good things are going now for the Bears. And maybe the cynic fan in me is just waiting for something to go wrong. And that's why I always talk about when people are like, well, what's the worst thing? You know, what can you imagine to go wrong in the season? And you're like, oh, you know,
please don't ask that question.
You know what the answer is there. So I love that, again, elite competition makes me feel good. Lets me know that the roster is strong. You don't just throw those words around. And he mentioned the running back position, which I'm going to say it every time I'm on the show and on the station and hopefully several times over, is that I think DeAndre Swift's going to be a Pro Bowler. Khalil Herbert, love it. Going to be great. Spelling him. Roshan Johnson. Hopefully we see something there from him this season. Something more, I should say. More. But of course, all eyes are going to be on Caleb Williams. And I mentioned to you that we'd be able to hear from not only Eberflus, but Ryan Poles about their thoughts on Caleb Williams. And again, I think he used a similar phrase with not only the leadership, but what he is expecting of each and every player. Here's Coach Eberflus talking about Caleb Williams.
So really that the level up, you know, for him in the summer is really, he's done a really good job with that, studying. You know, Shane and those guys put together a really good program for him to be able to study and level up that way. And, you know, we're looking for improvement every single, you know, I just texted him, you know, just a couple minutes ago about, you know, looking for improvement from the first practice to the fourth practice. We'll take a day off and then we'll assess where he is. And then we're going to do it the same thing again for the next stack of practices. And if we look back and then we get to the 50 days and we're at the opener, he's going to be from here. He's going to be all the way here. So the concepts were there in the summer. Did a nice job learning those formations, motions, everything that we ask him to do. And he's going to level up from there and keep doing that during camp.
Level up, level up, level up. I love it. I love it. I can't wait. All I can hear is Sierra in the background. He's going to level up, level up. Caleb Williams, level up. Tanny got to get a hold of that somehow. Hopefully he does. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. But of course, yeah, level up. I'm here for it. I think everybody is. We want to see Caleb Williams. Listen, I was just on the rally right now, 5 o'clock, on stadium. And I was given a minute to rant about anything, right? We were doing a really cool bit. And I was on there with Danny Graves, Reds Hall of Fame pitcher, Joshua JP, Ohio State, good, he calls himself, Andy Agnar. It was a really good cast. So we were doing a paper plane competition, and my minute was, I started off by saying, I said, you know what question I hate when I go out of town? How bad is Chicago? And I said, because I never know if they're talking about the crime or the sports. And then I went on my sports rant. Right. And I said, even my emotions ask for an off season. It's bad. Right. But we're ready. And then I went at the end of my rant was about why we're so excited about Caleb Williams. We've been scorned. Imagine having two bad relationships where you thought it was going to end in matrimony, AKA the ring. And you get, no. Didn't happen. You're fooled. And now you're given the number one pick in the draft, someone who unequivocally and unanimously, it seems like people say, is going to be actually good. Let me have that. So if I want to dance to Sierra about leveling up with Caleb Williams, guess what? You're lucky Alex don't have it ready for me because I'm Good to get excited, people. It's going to be a lot of leveling up. Maybe not this year, but in general, the organization as a whole and Chicago sports, hopefully. All right, let's hear from Ryan Poles. And this was interesting from Ryan Poles because I think, again, one thing I've learned, you know, working in sports radio, specifically here in Chicago, you know, as a Chicagoan, it's like whatever conversations you're having with your boys is exactly what's going. It's like it's the exact same thing. The questions you have, the concerns you have, they are the exact same concerns of the front office, of people that work for whatever team that you're talking about, whatever station is like, people feel the same way. And so when you think about Montez Sweat being on one side, everybody, when you're having a Bears conversation around the city, well, what's going on with the other side? What's going to be happening over there? Well, guess what? That's where I'm here. I'm the deliverer. You don't know what happened? Ryan Poles talked today about his defensive ends and how he feels about them.
One topic, the defensive end position has popped up multiple times. Listen, it's our, in the front office, our job to look at every option that's out there to improve our football team. We feel really comfortable with the guys that we have on our roster now. And I'm excited. We're both excited to see Travis and Eric really put their hands on those guys and develop them as we go through the beginning of training camp. But we will always have our eyes, you know, on the list of players that we could potentially bring in.
Seems fair enough. You're going to say that you're comfortable with who you have now. You don't want to make anybody feel bad. Camps were just started. You're going to keep your eyes open? Yes, that's your job. Literally have a whole department dedicated to keeping your eyes out. The scouting department. Yes, that's we guess. But I think that you try to read between the lines. Like, how does he really, but he feels good about it? Does he really feel that great about it? How do you feel about it? You can always text in 312-644-6767. Read some texts that are coming down the line. I think for me, I know the Bears defense performed well at the tail end of the season, but I would look at the defense and liken it to like the Cubs, right? You had success at the tail end of the season. The assumption is that you were going to continue to get substantially better. You bring in a new coach, and you don't necessarily add enough talent to a team or an offense or a bullpen to, you know, compete at the highest level. And then you wonder or you are angry at even the slight bit of regression or a mirroring of the previous season. And that's how I feel with the Bears defensive, or not. Yeah. The defensive line as a whole, right? Cause it's Montez Sweat, it's Andrew Billings, it's Gervon Dexter. And then, you know, at the end, it's your question mark. It's what do you want it to be? What is it going to be? Is it going to be enough?
I feel like if we dug up Ryan Poles from last year around this time, he would have had almost exactly the same quote when asked about his defensive line.
Of course.
We're feeling good, but we're keeping an eye on what's available. And then they went out and signed Yannick Ngakoue. So,
and I have, right. And that's where our thoughts then lead us to, which is that we both have supreme confidence in Ryan Poles to make the roster better when the opportunity presents itself. That I do not doubt one bit, but that's not the only area of concern for the Chicago Bears, at least when it comes to the fans' perspective. What is the other position group that most people speak of? The offensive line. And the same thing kind of applies, right? I heard someone say, it's this revamped offensive line. I'm like, what? Where is it revamped? Right? It's Darnell Wright, right? It's the guards are, you know, Tevin Jenkins and Nate Davis. And that. So, but the person that you're saying revamped, if it is somebody for Nate Davis, isn't some superstar guard. And then when you're talking about your tackles, they're the same tackles. Your center is going to be, it's not like you got some massive upgrade. It's almost like a lateral thing. You're just hoping the guy can snap the ball better. So the offensive line, you're then saying revamped how, right? But again, an area of concern. And again, that's what I'm here for, the messenger, because these are things that I'm equally as interested in when Ryan Poles gets to the podium. To hear him talk about the Bears' offensive line.
I feel really good about the offensive line. Obviously, we're excited to see Darnell take the next step. I know he has the opportunity to be pretty special. Braxton's coming along and continuing to get better. And then we have you know, with Bates and Coleman, you know, competing inside, I think there's opportunity that we can be really talented and deep. And one of the kind of the tough things we've had to deal with the first 2 years is just a lack of depth and not enough versatility to really create the best five from week one all the way to the very end of the season. So we're happy with that group, but obviously they got to continue to work, get better, and again, build that chemistry together.
And one more thing, Mr. Poles. They got to level up. All right. Alex Kuhn doing a phenomenal job over there with the callback. I mean, but the guys he's talking about, right? These we know these guys. But I do like the fact that he talks about, I do remember when Ryan Poles first got here and he was bringing in bodies. The statement was, we're going to put the best five guys out there. And I think that where they're at now, they understand three of those five pretty much locked. And that's a good place to be for the Chicago Bears. Braxton Jones, Tevin Jenkins, Darnell Wright, those three being locked in. And then, as he mentioned, Coleman Shelton, obviously you got Doug Kramer from before, you got Bates, working on that center position, making sure everybody's ready. So I guess I can see where you feel good, but as a Bears fan, I would love to feel, I guess everybody would, but we would love to feel better.
They have two, they brought two bodies in that can play center, and they say that they can play. I feel like every fan out there has scars from last year. Like, I will believe it when I see it.
Right, because...
With Shelton and Bates.
Because I think that, and I'll speak from the fans' perspective, you do want that splash. Right? You saw guys getting signed left and right, and they were getting signed for too much money. Too much money. But, ultimately, I think he does feel good about it. And again, this is not the Super Bowl year. This is not Super Bowl or bust. He is still doing a great job of continuing to make this team the best rendition of itself that it could possibly be. But what did Ryan Poles say about Caleb Williams?
I think he's a really bright kid. I think he has the ability, when you see him interact with his teammates, to interact and have relationships with everybody. Very mature in the way he approaches things. I would say the thing that stands out the most that gets everyone excited is actually two things: his passion for the game and his work ethic is outstanding. The kid's a grinder and wants to be great, but it's always nice to see the work ethic match the desire to be great.
I think we all love hearing that, and we are going to hear more about not only what Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus had to say, but what were some takeaways from people that were stepping up to the podium today. For that, we get a chance to talk to Ruthie Polinsky from NBC Sports Chicago. She joins us next right here on The Score.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sure, there's definitely patience that we have to have with that. You know, there's going to be a lot coming at Caleb here, and, you know, obviously the OTA period is a good jump start for that, but, you know, now it gets real with pads on, and, you know, when he gets to his first live NFL game, dudes are going to be coming after him, so that also adds an aspect to it. So, yeah, there's a patience level to it, and obviously there's also an urgency level to it, and he's going to feel that, and that's just natural with the NFL. So that is part of it, and we just got to be there as teammates to kind of guide him through this process.
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score and on 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
And a process it'll be that we do know, and we get to watch it firsthand as fans of the Chicago Bears, and some people will be a bit closer than most, and we're going to talk to one of them right now, joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. CircaLasVegas.com. Of course, you can catch her on NBC Chicago, and she's going to be the host of the football after show, I'm assuming, this upcoming season. Por favor, maybe not. Oh. Of course, we're talking about none other than Ruthie Polinsky. Ruthie, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Let's start off with Caleb Williams, and just about, I don't want to go expectations. Right. I want to talk about, everyone continues to talk about, you know, people will be going after him. He's got to get that first, you know, taste on, everybody's going to be there to support him. But do you expect that to be a pleasant ride in the beginning where you feel like, hey, you know what, this guy, people feel so strongly about him, he is going to perform well, where he's not going to have to worry about that? Or do you think those bumps and bruises are inevitable?
The bumps and bruises are inevitable, and I'm already bracing myself for the overreaction during, you know, these public training camps where fans can be there and the overreaction is coming. But the whole point of this is to throw him the things that are going, that he's going to struggle with over the course of the season, especially early on. So I think when, you know, those bumps and bruises do come, I think he has the mental capacity. I think he has the preparation and the fortitude to be able to overcome those things. It's just going to be, I think there are just things in the NFL that are so different from college football, and he's going to have to learn how to deal with those. Of course, the speed and the level of competition and the guys that are coming after him are so much bigger and faster and stronger than he's ever seen before. And you're really not going to get to see what it's going to be like in real life, really, until the Bengals come for those joint practices. I think, of course, if he plays in any of the preseason games leading up to that. But I think just like the live action is really where Caleb is going to see that for the first time. And there are going to be bumps and bruises that come with that. And again, I think that's why there's been so much conversation and so much talk about how much he's going to play in the preseason, because that's when reality sets in.
And it's so difficult, right, Ruthie, because you know what's coming. We can predict the bumps and bruises, but how do you prevent somebody from going through so many when we say it's inevitable, right? Because you still have a training camp. So I guess the question I'm asking is, like, what are the areas you feel like Caleb's going to be focusing on when they finally get into it?
Yeah, I think it's what he talked about before they broke for the summer, and that's really just getting in and out of the huddle and the cadence and the play calling and making sure that his guys are in place and the rhythm works for him, because that's all on his shoulders now. And that's just so different from what he was experiencing in college. And he's outlined this, you know, extensively now for the media, of just kind of the difference in learning the cadence and learning the play calling and how that works and the communication system. You know, he's going to have someone in his ear now, you know, in those 15 seconds, you know, when the play clock is running. So I think there's just going to be a lot of newness, right? Like, that he just hasn't seen before. And I feel like we, as a community, dare I get political here, but I feel like we need to, like, spin our perspective a little bit on this. Those bumps and bruises, like, those are good things. Like, he needs to face those things early on so that he can get better, right? Like, no one's expecting him to be the best version of himself week one. Like, I think these are the things that we want him to face early on, and he sees a lot of different things, and he is presented with a lot of challenges early on so that he can get better, right? Because you're not going to get better until you see those things.
Yeah, and you have to see him firsthand. You got to see it in real time, and hopefully he's just better prepared for it. That's really what I'm concerned about, right? Where it's, like, as I mentioned, you know, you're going into a season, you know, you're going to be going up against better competition, faster players, you know, essentially an all-star game every week of college players. And and so when you're trying to really execute at a high level, I do enjoy his confidence. I will say that. And that's something that gives me the believability in a guy like Caleb Williams. Cause I'm like, okay, at least you believe it. Well, if you believe it, then I certainly believe it too, until you prove me otherwise. And that leads me to my next question, which is, you know, I try to, in the same vein where you say, okay, hey, you know you're going to have bumps and bruises, how do you prepare somebody for that? I'm trying to have you help me prepare the fan base for the things we are going to be critiquing about Caleb Williams, so that way we could be better prepared for it. And I think that helps the fan base a bit more if they know, like, hey, guys, hey, we're going to be worrying, or we're going to be dealing with this in the first, you know, half of the season. What is that for you when it comes to Caleb?
Yeah, you want to just avoid delay a game, false starts, like penalties, like silly things that I think are just coming with the process of, like I mentioned, getting in and out of the huddle and the cadence and making sure that everyone's communicating and all that communication is in line. Because these are just the things that he's told us he struggled with early on. And those are some of the things that we saw, you know, during those OTAs where we saw the false starts, we saw the, you know, struggling to get the cadence and the play call and those sorts of things. So, but that's all, you know, that comes with time, and no one was expecting him to be perfect in that area of the game at all. But I think those are the little things. And of course he's going to throw interceptions. Like, of course he's going to try and make throws that maybe he could make in college. And now, you know, those corners are going to get to his receivers much faster than they were, you know, when he was throwing at USC. So I just think there are just going to be a lot of little just like adjustment, organizational, structural, you know, fundamental things that there will be that adjustment, and he's just going to have to learn quickly, but also be patient with himself, is kind of what, you know, we were alluding to and what he spoke about today as well.
And the man that's going to be in charge of that, of course, Coach Eberflus for the Chicago Bears. Can he get the job done? And the reason I ask is because I go back to last season, right, when the Bears were 2-7, and he was a favorite to be the first coach fired. And now here we are. Granted, we feel better. It's a lot of roses and daisies everywhere because of everything that's been going on. But do you have confidence in him getting that job done?
Well, I'm pretty sure we went from him being favored to be the first coach fired, and now I'm pretty sure preseason he's favored to be coach of the year.
Yeah.
So it all depends on wins and losses. And I think, you know, I'm a big believer in Matt Eberflus. I always have been. I think the players love him. They believe in him. And you saw that last year when things got real dark, they never gave up. And that to me is a sign of a head coach that has control of his locker room and has guys that are playing hard for him. And I think, you know, the way we saw, especially the defense turnaround last season, they were peaking, you know, at the end of the season. And there was maybe a little bit to play for there at the end, but the chances were so small, and you still saw guys, you know, going all in for him. And to me, that's really, I think, where you see the belief and where you see, you know, the guys that are just all in for him. And listen, this roster and the talent that Matt Eberflus has on his roster, you know, of course there's going to be struggles with the rookie quarterback. Like, he's got to win. And I think he knows that. And I think, you know, we've also just seen kind of that comfort and that confidence shift here as he comes into year three, just in the way that he's speaking to the media and the confidence that he has and the way that he is a believer in his culture and the way that Ryan Poles believes in his culture. And we're seeing it come to fruition. It's just going to be, do we see the results on the field? And only time will tell.
Yeah, and he's feeling a lot better because he has that beard. And then now, you know, he's feeling himself. You know,
so and you know what, Gabe? You know what, Gabe? But, you know, I just have to mention, like, you know, there's a new offensive coordinator in place now, too. Basically, okay. An entirely new offensive staff that Matt Eberflus hired, right? He knew that that was an area of weakness last year. And that's going to be a huge part of whether or not we see those wins and losses. Of course, the defense is on track to be pick up where they left off last season. And that, of course, is under Matt Eberflus's play calling power.
Yeah. You know? And it's so funny because I was just talking to Trey Wingo on Wednesday here on 670. And I said the exact same thing. I said, you know what nobody's talking about? The player, nobody's. I said, it's Shane Waldron. I was like, nobody's talking enough about this guy who's implementing this brand new offense that everyone's supposed to just magically be able to just pick up, implement, and perform at a high level.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's, I think, what's, you know, kind of the storyline of OTAs was that the defense was dominating the offense. Well, of course they were, because they have the same defense that they were running last year, and they were playing top five defense in the league. Now you have a brand new offense with a rookie quarterback. Of course, you have a lot of veterans surrounding this rookie quarterback, but it's an adjustment for everyone. So I think, you know, the future of Matt Eberflus isn't just dependent on Matt Eberflus. It's dependent on the people around him. And I think he's a big believer in Shane Waldron, and there's really no reason not to be.
I got to be honest, I'm extremely excited to watch it. Not only just see it unfold as a brand new offense, but Shane Waldron being given those weapons. I just feel like he's a professional, and professional guys love walking into a situation. Anybody that works anywhere loves to walk into a situation where you have the tools that you need in order to be successful. Ruthie, one thing that Coach Eberflus talked a lot about in his press conference was leadership. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just mentioned Shane Waldron and the weapons that he has, and obviously the struggles that we can foresee for a guy like Caleb Williams. When it comes to leadership, who do you think is going to be the player to step up when, undoubtedly, Caleb Williams goes through a funk?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think he's going to lean on probably the receivers. You know, you have the DJ Moore and you have the Keenan Allen. I think it's got to be, you know, Keenan Allen, who's really seen it all and has been a veteran league for so long, and you know, just kind of has that character and that leadership in his nature. I think that's just got to be your basic answer there. But I wouldn't sleep on Cole Kmet, because I think Cole's such a level-headed guy, and he's been through so much here, and he's just been able. I loved listening to Cole talk today, because I just felt like there's your good old Cole, just like tried and true. He's a bear at heart, and he's just got this such a level head about him that he said, you know, you guys, I love how he said, you know, you guys may not have felt this way, but our goal has always been the Super Bowl, and our goal is always to be that caliber of a team every single year. And he's like, now we have kind of the talent around us, but we've always believed that we've had that talent to get it to get the job done. So I just love, you know, the way that Cole leads and the way that he's just kind of your go-to guy, especially for us in the media, in the locker room. That's the guy you want to hear from, you know, after a game, because he's just going to be so even keeled.
Yeah, and he has a good relationship with the media, speaks the truth, and as you mentioned, has a bear heart at the very end of everything. All right, Ruthie, last question before I get you out of here. So you're going to be obviously covering Bears training camp, everything that's going to be going on leading into the season, outside of Caleb Williams, right? Because I'm sure, like most of us, sometimes you get overwhelmed with a story, and you're just like, I can see it all the time. What else? Like, give me like the sixth thing, but on a list, but maybe it might be extremely important for you in your heart of hearts, because of maybe something that might be lingering from last year, just something that you're going to be watching that maybe most people might not be leading into the season.
Well, something I think everyone's going to be watching, the offensive line, right? That's kind of going to be your biggest, other than Caleb, that's your biggest kind of question mark. Is this all going to come together? And are you going to give him time to have learning curves, right? That's kind of going to be your biggest question, I think, going into this. But that's not really an exciting answer for you, because I feel like that's kind of a big conversation. I'm excited to see where this defense picks up. I'm excited to watch Kevin Byard, you know, as kind of your new interesting piece to this, and see where he fits in. I'm excited to watch the defensive line, and, you know, everyone's saying, do we need another defensive end? You know, can Jervon Dexter kind of be that guy, you know, on the defensive line that you want him to be. That's just, I think the defense is kind of a sleeper because you're expecting them to pick up where they left off. But let's see how Jalen Johnson, can he live up to this contract? You know, is he going to still be that, you know, chip on his shoulder sort of, you know, corner that, you know, was really kind of the fuel to the defense last season. I'm excited to see where Montez Sweat looks, and can he take another step? Because he was playing the best football of his career, arguably, yeah, last season with a brand new team. So how can he affect, you know, the whole thing? I'm excited to watch the defense. I love the defense. But let me give you one other answer. Tory Taylor, baby. Let's go. Let's see how this affects the game. I'm excited. I'm telling you, from OTAs, you can feel a difference when you watch this kid punt the ball, and it's just special, and I just am excited for fans who are maybe doubters.
Well, Ruthie, I'm the doubter. What? Like, how much of a deviation can there be? How much deviation can there be from an elite punter to, like, the next guy down?
Okay, well, what about an elite punter from arguably one of the worst punters in the league last year.
That's fair.
So that's what I'm saying, is I'm just excited for the doubters to maybe see how this can change the way that this team plays the game. When you have a rookie quarterback to be able to punt the ball and pin the other team deep, it's a game changer in how you manage the game, how you play the game. And I'm just excited for the doubters to say, oh, maybe that was a really good decision from Ryan Poles. So, and also he's going to be a star of Hard Knocks. So I'm just excited to see him kind of be a star of this team. And he's a great guy. So it's going to be fun to watch.
That's going to be exciting. I can't wait to hear his accent on Hard Knocks. But yeah, you're right. Pinning people deep is going to be important, especially when we have a defense that most people are assuming is going to be in that top 10. Ruthie, I appreciate you jumping on and talking Bears. And we look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thanks, Gabe. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course, Ruthie Polinsky, catch her on NBC, doing her thing. And you can follow her on Twitter at Ruthie Polinsky. Appreciate her jumping on with me on a Friday. All right, one person we didn't speak about with Ruthie is Roma Dunze. You know, I was a huge Michael Penix fan over the last couple of years. Love watching late night Pac-12 football. And Michael Penix is constantly throwing the ball to a guy who I fell in love with, and is Roma Dunze, and I can't believe he's on the Bears. I try not to get too excited about it, but I'm not the only one. You ever heard of a nice little Bengal legend named TJ Houzmandzadeh? Yeah. Did you ever hear the story about how he became linked with Roma Dunze? I'm going to play that for you. And he's going to tell you what he thinks about the Bears rookie. We'll do that on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on a Friday night on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
No, of course we're excited. You know what I mean? It's our first time going through this process. Like, you know, we finally get to play football, and, you know, that's an exciting thing. You know, the excitement around the organization, the fan base, the atmosphere is primed and set for us to go out there and, you know, have our failures and have our successes out there. And I think that's, you know, a beautiful opportunity. So, just super excited to learn, super excited to be a part of this organization as we get rolling.
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score and on 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Going to be talking to Andy Martinez at the top of the hour. Cubs lose to the Arizona Diamondbacks, first game of the three-game set. We'll get a chance to talk to him, find out what happened there. But that was Roma Dunze talking to the folks, the fine folks. And, I mean, everybody that talks to him just, you know, thinks so highly of him. And, you know, as I mentioned, watched a lot of Pac-12 football. I don't know. It was just, I'm up late at night, put the kids to bed. I'm up.
Gabe was a Pac-12 After Dark fan.
After Dark, baby. You already know.
One of us. One of us.
You know what I'm saying?
So sad it's going to be gone.
So sad. There's going to be something to fill that void.
Big 10 After Dark.
It's going to be something to fill that void. There will be 8, 9 p.m. games because there's an audience for it. And so, yeah. And especially because it was high scoring, not a ton of defense, you know. UCLA putting up points. It's just fun. Utah's is great. So I watched a lot of Roma Dunze. And I just, in my mind, I'm like, there's no way you're going to be able to get Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams. It's just impossible. You're in the Matrix. But this is how everything's been falling. But I'm not the only one that feels that way and that strongly about Roma Dunze. TJ Houzmandzadeh, of course, famed Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver, talked a little bit about how he began working with Caleb Williams and just thoughts on on Roma Dunze and the thoughts on the new Bears wide receiver as well.
So Rome was actually training with Ricky Prohl.
Oh, okay.
He was training with Ricky Prohl, and he comes out to throw with us because we got all the quarterbacks for us. And he sees me with my guys, comes over, gets my number, and was like,
So you stole him?
I didn't steal him. He reached out to me.
You stole him?
Well, I guess.
From Ricky Pro, you stole Rome Odunze from Ricky Pro. Ricky Pro was minding his own business.
No.
Training his guys.
If I go get my phone, I'm going to show you the text message. Can I start working out with you?
No, I'm just.
I said, just let me know when you want to work.
Were you impressed?
I was impressed, man. The boy is big. He like your size, 6'3", 215. He ran 10.5 and 100 meters in high school. Mm-hmm. That boy can run.
I mean, he can run.
He drops his weight. He has good quickness. To me, his ball skills is crazy. I can't compare him to anybody. Ball skills, I would probably say maybe Larry Fitzgerald, but he's faster. I believe he has the best opportunity also to prove that because him and Caleb Williams, they will grow together. Marvin Harrison with Kyler Murray, that will be a good pairing. But yeah, I think Rome playing with Keenan Allen, he'll learn some nuances.
So situation-wise.
Game.
Having somebody to learn under is extremely valuable, and Rome Odunze will be able to do that. And imagine a guy who is so highly touted being able to learn from someone like that. Not only him, but DJ Moore. It's going to be interesting to see Rome Odunze wearing that Bears jersey for the next couple of seasons. All right, coming up next, Andy Martinez from the Marquee Sports Network is going to tell us what went wrong for the Cubs today and what we should expect for the remainder of the series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll discuss that next here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
670 The Score.
No, of course we're excited. You know what I mean? It's our first time going through this process. Like, you know, we finally get to play football, and, you know, that's an exciting thing. You know, the excitement around the organization, the fan base, the atmosphere is primed and set for us to go out there and, you know, have our failures and have our successes out there. And I think that's, you know, a beautiful opportunity. So, yeah, just super excited to learn, super excited to be a part of this organization as we get rolling.
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score and on 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Going to be talking to Andy Martinez at the top of the hour. Cubs lose to the Arizona Diamondbacks. First game of the three-game set. We'll get a chance to talk to him, find out what happened there. But that was Roma Dunze talking to the folks, the fine folks. And, I mean, everybody that talks to him just, you know, thinks so highly of him. And, you know, as I mentioned, watched a lot of Pac-12 football. I don't know. It was just I'm up late at night, put the kids to bed. I'm up.
Gabe was a Pac-12 After Dark fan.
After Dark, baby, you already know.
One of us. One of us.
You know what I'm saying?
So sad it's going to be gone.
So sad. There's going to be something to fill that
void. Big 10 After Dark.
It's going to be something to fill that void. There will be 8, 9 p.m. games because there's an audience for it. And so, yeah. And especially because it was high scoring, not a ton of defense, you know. UCLA putting up points. It's just fun. Utah's is great. So I watched a lot of Roma Dunze. And I just, in my mind, I'm like, there's no way you're going to be able to get Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams. It's just impossible. You're in the Matrix. But this is how everything's been falling. But I'm not the only one that feels that way and that strongly about Roma Dunze. TJ Houzmandzadeh, of course, famed Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver, talked a little bit about how he began working with Caleb Williams and just thoughts on on Roma Dunze and the thoughts on the new Bears wide receiver as well.
So Rome was actually training with Ricky Pro.
Oh, okay.
He was training with Ricky Pro and he comes out to throw with us because we got all the quarterbacks with us. And he sees me with my guys. Comes over, gets my number and was like,
so you stole him?
I didn't steal him. He reached out to me.
You stole him.
Well, I guess.
From Ricky Pro, you stole Roma Dunze from Ricky Pro. Ricky Pro was minding his own business.
No.
Training his guys.
If I go get my phone, I'm going to show you the text message. Can I start working out with you?
No, I'm just
messing with you. I said, just let me know when you want to work.
Were you impressed?
I was impressed, man. The boy is big. He like your size, 6'3", 215. He ran 10.5 and 100 meters in high school. That boy can run.
I mean, he can run.
He drops his weight. He has good quickness. To me, his ball skills is crazy. I can't compare him to anybody. Ball skills, I would probably say maybe Larry Fitzgerald, but he's faster. I believe he has the best opportunity also to prove that because him and Caleb Williams, they will grow together. Marvin Harrison with Kyler Murray, that will be a good pairing. But, yeah, I think Rome playing with Keenan Allen, he'll learn some nuances.
So situation-wise.
Yeah, the game. Yeah.
Having somebody to learn under is extremely valuable, and Roma Dunze will be able to do that. And imagine a guy who is so highly touted being able to learn from someone like that. Not only him, but DJ Moore. It's going to be interesting to see Roma Dunze wearing that Bears jersey for the next couple of seasons. All right, coming up next, Andy Martinez from the Marquee Sports Network is going to tell us what went wrong for the Cubs today and what we should expect for the remainder of the series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll discuss that next here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.